Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Presented by AfterBuzz TV, where integral members of the WWE, Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Christy St. Cloud started their careers. This is Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, the first online pro wrestling show dedicated to all things women's pro wrestling, showcasing news and interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz's own gorgeous hosts of wrestling.
Welcome to Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, where we talk all things women, all things pro wrestling. We have a very, 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 very special day show going on. Morning. Well, I mean, I don't even... She's sitting right beside me. So I don't even want to, like, you know, have you guys guess. Former WWE superstar and co-founder of Total Fit Mama.
Totally Fit Mama.
Yes. Rosa Mendez. Yes. Welcome. Also beside us, you have the girl who won.
You can't even say it.
She won the great sperm race. Sarah the Rebel is in with us.
It is I. I'm very special. Remember, kids, you're one in a million. Literally.
And also America's sweetheart, Evan T. Mack.
America's sweetheart. I got a bone to pick with TK. There's a Canadian connection going on right here. Listen, Canadian. I told you, I ain't mad at you. There's a whole lot of Canadians coming up on this show. Oh, yes. How are you procuring these interviews? The world wants to know. The world's with bated breath. How are you pulling this off, girl?
Well,
I'm reaping the benefits too, by the way.
I think my name is going to be the Canadian assassin.
Yes.
Is this in the direct shot to me? Like, you want to kill the American sweetheart? Is that murder in the American sweetheart?
I think what's going to happen is because America, I don't know if you
I got some issues,
because
man.
There's a lot of stuff going on in America, and in Canada, like, everybody's just chilling. Like, all my friends are just chilling. Like, they're living a nice life. They're going to healthcare. They're getting a good education.
How do y'all stay so calm?
So I'm just saying that, you know, really when there's going to be a time, it's almost going to be like Noah's Ark. There's going to be a time where it's just like, all right, y'all, you guys just, it's too much. Come and then on. All the Canadians that are around you that you didn't know were Canadian, because we all blend
that's
in.
That's my biggest.
Or we pretend to be. Yeah. Latin.
That's my biggest.
We're just gonna rise up and help you guys out, because there just might be, you know, some issues going on.
I do love that, real quick though.
Yeah.
The Canadians will rise up.
Yes.
And help you.
Yes. That's my thing though. Y'all that's get the we moniker. Do. We get the moniker. We go overseas that we're arrogant, we're cocky, we're self-centered.
Yeah.
That's what we get. But when y'all every time, every TV show, every commercial, everything, nice. Y'all nice. Mm-hmm. Where'd that so come nice. From, man? Why?
I have friends who are American. They travel with the Canadian maple leaf on their bag to signify that they're Canadian, even though they're not Canadian.
So that's clever.
Treat them a certain way.
Tells you something,
it
huh?
It does. So you tell me a mm-hmm. whole lot.
So, yeah, I mean.
Pro tip, everyone.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Is that the maple leaf you wear with all the titty chest?
Oh, yeah, speaking of that.
No, listen, I ain't
the chest, like, I don't know if we can zoom in, but
I'm not going to let y'all do this.
He was doing this for you, because he normally doesn't dress, like, sometimes he's on point, but he normally doesn't, the button's down, like an extra button. Plus, he has necklace. I was like, you know she's... with somebody, right? Like, and you're married, so I don't know what you're trying to do right now.
First of all, my wife would not be mad at all if I walked in the door, Rosa Mendez. My wife be like, "Yo, what's up? Let's have a table, let's have a sit down, bake you some cookies, let's have some hot chocolate." That's first and foremost.
Okay.
Marriage intact. My wife be like, "Yo, what's up? Holla at my wife." Second, listen, the button, I wanted to show the necklace off, so the buttons had to come down a couple more inches.
Right,
TK,
right.
It just so happened that Miss Rosa's here. Listen.
Right.
Little Evan is excited right now.
I mean, you weren't dressed like that on Monday when we did Raw together.
Cool.
I mean, he was just in a t-shirt.
Aww, so. I'm so flattered.
I mean, just saying.
I ain't gonna let you get away with this.
I mean, I didn't put the outfit on. That was
Boy,
just you.
Boy, a blazer on,
you look
man.
Very nice.
Thank you, Miss Rosa.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna cut that and then put it in his Instagram.
Well, you already know.
Let you know. Like, it's gonna be of you saying he looks very nice.
Oh, as soon as I leave here, I'm cutting that up.
Yeah, it's because that's just what he...
I'm getting that clip. Yo, Tony, hit me with that clip, man. I'm gonna cut that together.
That's just what he does. So we'll digress. Maybe we'll do the live for
you. You're the worst.
Just that.
At least it's not like taco meat or anything.
That's true. That's true. Let's count our blessings.
Thank you for, you know, thank you for that. And you didn't like grease it up with any like cocoa butter or anything like that.
Oh, the little
baby. Yeah. At least you didn't do that. So we thank you for that.
Every black person's lotion is cocoa butter. Yeah, shout out, y'all, for real.
I am starting a cocoa butter line to come.
Yo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The line is called Canadian Nepotism.
Let's get into some of that news.
Oh, yeah, chop it up.
Pro Wrestling News.
All right, TK, you brought this to my attention, you know, like as far as what's going on with WWE. Like, man, like the stocks are rising. You know, WWE's doing better than ever, and other companies aren't doing as well. And I think it's a lot of the moves they made, like the network, everyone said was a risk. Mm-hmm. And there wouldn't be enough content, there wouldn't be enough thing, and they would lose a lot of money. And going TVPG was going to be a bad idea, but they're seeming to be doing really well. Rumored to sign a couple big deals on like Fox and other channels. Like, what are you, what's your thought process on the route they took as far as, you know, commercially and for the, like, a younger generation? Like, how do you...
Well, the network is the one part that makes sense. Like, every pay-per-view they have, it's $9.99. If you're not a member, you could join. You have the first month free, stuff like that. So that the network is a really big thing. And that's also a big thing for other folks. Like, I know people who are, like, they're speakers. And what they do is they create their own universities, and now you can be part of the university network and you pay $20 or $15 or stuff like that. So network is just bringing in all types of type of money. And then social media is also playing a role. And I think WWE, in fact, with, you know, Ronda Rousey and all the press that they're getting from those stuff, people are now tuning in. So, I mean, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm also here for just... I was watching an interview as I was coming here, too. I was also here for just wrestling in general. Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's no longer, you know, you just kind of sort of watch it. Maybe a few people watch it. Like, I know a lot of folks who kind of know. Like, that. Even Taya and Johnny, their wedding got picked up on TMZ.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other thing. If you read the article, I didn't write it. Just let you know.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But, you know, that's a big thing, too. So how y'all feeling?
Total Divas actually brought a lot of fans too. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing. Like, I noticed that I get a lot of Total Divas fans still recognizing me when I'm at the airport or walking down the street. So that was marketing strategy wise, I learned a lot from WWE, and that's like what I use in my businesses too. That's great. So.
And I think they were like ahead of the curve when it comes to like they said that show, you know, it showed women, like, women wrestling and women's lives, and I thought that was a very bold thing to do, to make a reality show about women, focused on women, strong women characters doing strong women things. And I think that, and I'm glad you're saying that you benefit off of that and you learn a lot from that.
I've mentioned before to them that when I would go to Santino Bros Wrestling Academy, it shows up as that on the GPS, and the Uber drivers, if they were women, would be like, oh, I know about wrestling. I watch Total Divas. Wow. So definitely smart. I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to reach all these different levels. They have a cartoon. They have the older sit down and talk show at the table. Mm-hmm. They have Total Divas. They have Total Bellas. They're really, truly an empire. Mm-hmm. And getting articles on ESPN. So
that's one of the most ridiculous things ever. When I seen that, I was like, that's regularly getting picked up, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, and it's, I think that's a testament to the change they made, you know. And it, like I said, I know everyone's like, the Attitude Era, we need it back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know my younger self is like, damn, that was awesome, you know what I mean? But they're moving in a different direction and trying to be, you know, they're trying something different, and I know they're trying to reach a younger crowd, and I think it's working.
And also the women's revolution.
That's not too bad either.
That's not too shabby. Yeah, that's
Tony, can I get that bail, man? I, close personal friend to TK in the show, Miss Valkyrie, Johnny Mundo, they wed, they got married, they said they vows, I do.
Did you see his moves, though, on Instagram?
Listen, don't
moves listen. Like Jagger.
I thought your boy was on point, though, me personally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a dancer, so I ain't never gonna judge anybody.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're not a dancer?
Listen, man, all black people can't dance, TK.
Oh.
All black people can't just, we can't all just,
I mean,
you know,
not
me?
Even like a two-step?
Oh, I can two-step now. Okay. Now, let's not get crazy.
Listen, it's okay to specialize.
Let's not get crazy now. The two-step's the most underrated dance move in history.
It's just fair.
It really is, though, because you can do it to anything.
Yeah, I'll take that. When I'm at the club and EDM's playing and I don't know what to do, I hit either a two-step or the Macarena, which is the other fallback dance.
I'll show you how to EDM dance.
Yeah, okay, I'm excited for that.
That's what I'm saying. It's
like the Macarena.
I'll be like, this goes to every beat.
I can electric slide too.
So what do you do for soca music?
I wine. Crazy thing to ask me. I wine, I go down the road.
We might be doing carnival together, so I just wanted to make sure.
You can go on the next trip.
They used to call me Fire Waste.
That was younger.
You were so ridiculous. Okay, but you know, some of the regulars were there. Zach Ryder was there. Miz was there. Dolph was there. They're all real good friends.
Prince Presley, the adorable doggy, was there. Did you see the picture?
And listen, I'm a fan. I love weddings, man. It's beautiful, man. I'm telling you, I ain't never cried randomly ever until I was at a wedding.
I thought you said you were gonna cry for like Ty's weddings.
I'm not gonna want men to act like they don't cry because I cry. But I'm just saying, like, I was like, what the hell am I crying about right now, man? I bawled at my own wedding.
Well, I mean, as you should.
But that's ridiculous.
You're supposed to be marrying the woman like that's gonna be part of your life for a long period of time. I'm assuming that you loved her.
But I was good. I was like, man, all my friends, this is great. And then she was like, Evan. I was like. Yes, I was like, "What the?" My dad never seen me cry ever. He's been talking about that. I cry at other people's weddings.
I'm tearing up a little thinking about you crying at your wedding. I'm very sensitive. Rebs,
it brings in, invokes emotion, man, that you would never. So I love when I see people's wedding photos, man. Look out, he's happy as a clam right there. Look at your boy, man, cheesing.
I'm going to see them soon because they'll be wrestling at Blackcraft Wrestling.
We will be. I'm excited about that, Bobby Wood. Shout out to your boy Bobby for setting that up for real.
They're amazing. We had Ty on, the very first episodes. And first off, Ty, you said that we could announce at the wedding and you didn't hear.
Yo, Ty, what's up with that?
I got the retweet from Johnny on Twitter, but like I didn't get a call. Yeah, it's just say. I think you know he might have popped another button. Like it would have been, we would all been good. We would have showed up.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but so it's okay. It's okay. I do want to have both of them on the show in a couple of weeks because Lucha Underground is starting next week. So kudos to that. But congratulations to them. Again, if you did watch that TMZ article, I didn't write it. I think we can move on.
Read it.
Oh my gosh. DJ.
If only there was a bell that signalized that we were done with our.
Oh, one of my favorite things, man. Like WWE is making an Emmy push. You know, like whether you put stock in Emmys or not, I don't. I think it's kind of long overdue for them to be getting in some. This is about theater. And this is about like characters. And this is about viewership. And they're making a push. And today, as a matter of fact, they'll be down in LA and at the 4-year consideration event with some of the best superstars of all time there. And they're trying to really like lobby to put a package together, like why we should be nominated. What do you think that would mean for wrestling in general if they got a nomination for like any category? Just a nomination.
I mean, what category are they vying for, though?
It's going to have to be
episodic. Would it be against soap operas and stuff?
Yeah, it's going to have to be something like that. Like even if it was like it would have to be something along that line because it's not like reality. It's just I know they're trying to push for them to be in it'll put them in a different air if they get nominated.
If they get an award I watched way too many interviews, but when you have that kind of Emmy nominated or award winning next to like WWE. Even more people are gonna tune in.
Well, as they should because they beat out Monday Night Football. I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Like they're not chopped liver here. Like they're actually this is the longest weekly episodic show in history.
Yes. There's a reason why I retired and I want to go back. You know what I mean?
There you go.
It's the best company to work for.
There you go.
We're gonna get all up in your head in a minute. Yeah, well, I mean, good luck to WWE. I'm sure if the people don't see it, then, you know, because I don't think, has there been a campaign of any sort? Like, I feel they should have done a campaign.
I haven't
like
seen this, any billboards.
What I'm trying to say is this is what's starting their campaign.
Right.
Like they're bringing, and what they're trying to focus on is, like, the women empowerment movement.
Right.
Like, Stephanie's going to be there. Triple H is going to be there. Right. Bella Twins, Rousey, Roman Reigns, New Day, Braun Strowman. Like, so they're bringing, like, this collection of people with, like, I think this starts their campaign.
Yeah, but they also need the fans. Like, I almost feel like they should have had the fans backing them. Mm-hmm. So then when they came, it was just like, all right, like, how could you not? So, I mean, but they still have time.
So we're going to be crashing that later tomorrow, tonight, whenever.
Let's do it. I'm trying to weasel my way down there tonight.
With the buttons.
I mean, the buttons might get you in. You might get us all in with the buttons.
Yo. Yo, America, you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about, these Canadians, man. You see how they do?
She's not Canadian.
I'm talking about TK. Rebs, girl, I'm about to run your ancestry.com, girl.
You can try.
From you from.
Wait, so what's the next news? The bell rang.
She don't want to talk about that. No, listen, Stephanie McMahon, and speaking of her, is to appear on Undercover Boss, CBS show. I think it's cool. Boss being able to check up on people, see how they're doing, see how they feel about the company. What do you think?
So, actually, my friend is on the show.
Yeah.
So, one of the guys that I train with at Santino Bros, Jake Atlas, said way back in, I think, December, he said, oh, I have something really awesome coming up, but I can't say anything about it. Mm-hmm. And he was actually at the tapings at Raw and SmackDown, and some of the other wrestlers from Santino Bros who were there saw him, but they didn't really know why he was there. So flash forward to, I think it was this week that it was announced, that he's like, this was the secret I was keeping. So what was really interesting to me is originally they showed a photo of Stephanie McMahon as the undercover boss, and mm-hmm. legit was like as good as Kylo Ren as the undercover boss on SNL. Like they threw a blonde wig and some glasses on Stephanie McMahon and were like, she's a secret.
Mm-mm.
And it didn't work. So apparently one of the girls guests, she went to the producer. She's like, so the setup for the wrestlers is that they were auditioning to be on a wrestling show.
Okay.
And so Stephanie was disguised as one of the producers. And so apparently one of the wrestling girls went over to a producer and was like, is that Stephanie McMahon? And they were like, nah. So they actually had to change her, and they added more, I guess, prosthetics and stuff, so she did not look like Stephanie McMahon by the time she got around to Jake, and so he was not aware that she was Stephanie McMahon.
That's kind of cool.
But when they just showed the first picture, because she looks cuter in that picture, but WWE shared that picture, and all the fans are in the comments like,
WWE fans Stephanie. Are shrewd customers, man. Wow. Goodness gracious, man. They know where you're going to be before you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the weirdest thing. I've never seen anything like it. I was in the WrestleMania line one time. He was like, the one guy was like, oh, you know, the Hardy Boys are coming back for WrestleMania. I go, what? He's like, this one guy I know I talked to in the gas station that was underneath this building. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, dude, I'm sitting there at the WrestleMania and that music. And I was like,
he was right.
Bruh, you need to get out, man. Get some sun, man. We were in line for the New Day for like 5 hours, but it's like, that's neither here nor there.
Wow.
5 hours.
Man, right. In Florida, man, for like at Lids, man. That was the...
You are... Okay, I wouldn't
that's
say
dedication.
That.
Told you, WWE tattoo girl. It's real over here, man.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Listen, we got five black wrestlers, girl. I got to support them.
I support them, too, by buying their shirts and saying what's up on Twitter, but 5 hours, I don't even know the last thing I signed up... Stood in line for 5 hours for.
That's
not even an
five
hour.
Hours.
5 hours, man. I was like, man, listen, this is.
I remember.
But it was in a mall, too. So I like kept running in and out, and like that's why you'd be befriending people online. I was going like getting food and bringing out popcorn to people. There's nothing better than WWE Universe. I'm telling you honestly, like I'm going, Tony. I promise. But I just gotta talk about how amazing the fans are, man. Like we became friends, and we're like holding each other's place in line. We're like they're buying each other pizza. We're buying each other like ice cream and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like for the people in line. And this one guy bought like Bootios, and he's like passing Bootios out to everybody in line. Like they're unbelievable. Like it's like a family, man.
So you know what that means? Whenever there's something that you have to line up for, we just call Evan.
Yeah, we're like, Evan, can you go stand in the line?
They might even have him like you don't even have to do the 5 hours. He might do 3.5 with
the
button.
VIP.
I'm
like, you to the front of the line.
Yeah, so we need to get a button comment count on this damn show.
That show, Undercover Boss, is going to be Friday, June 15th at 8 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central on CBS.
Cool. So finally, he rung the bell, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The total Bella's rating increase. TK was talking about how they were down the week before, but now they're up. They drew like almost like 200 more thousand viewers this week.
Awesome.
I'm glad you're here to talk about that. What do you think that the increase was, because you told me they were down because people might have been losing interest in the angle maybe,
I
feel like it's the fact that they're going through real life problems. Like people look at the Bella twins, oh, their lives are perfect, and why should I watch the show because everything's perfect and everything's, but it's not. Like if they watch the show, they realize that the girls actually go through some serious life stuff, you know? Life is hard. And now that, you know, that Nikki and John went through that breakup, that it was such a big deal that, and it was all over the news, that the fans actually realized, whoa, there is some drama in the show. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those viewers are going to stay now because at first they probably thought, okay, I'm not going to watch Total Bellas because, oh yeah, okay, I'm coming home from an 8-hour day. I'm tired. I don't want to see how great their lives are.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they have great lives, but they also go through some gnarly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that that breakup was so publicly known, that's what brought the more viewers, I feel.
I haven't been keeping up with Total Bellas because a bunch of wrestling has taken over my life since I've actually started being a manager, yep. I've fallen behind. And so when we kind of share links with each other before the show, and so when I watch the link from the episode, I'm just laying in bed, it's like midnight, and I'm trying not to cry. Yeah. Like, I didn't expect this. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. I can't wait to actually catch back up because I love it.
If you want to catch back up, you can follow Total Bellas on AfterBuzz TV, which I also host at 7 p.m.
tonight.
Girl. Canadian nepotism.
Canadian assassin. But I actually think, too, with the first two episodes, I think the general public was not feeling it because how they were telling the story is like, okay, well, they broke up and we didn't know when they broke up. They just said they broke up, and how the media portrays like they broke up right before the season started. That's how it seemed like. And that wasn't until you watched episode, I think it was episode 2 or last week's episode, that you saw that they actually broke up back in like January, February, which makes a whole different thing. It's like, okay, well, they really broke up. They couldn't say anything until mm-hmm. the show started. So then everybody started getting on board. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, this doesn't seem as much as a farce as it seemed like it was before. It's like, oh, you guys break up before the show. Now we're seeing you in San Diego together. Like, yeah, I wasn't feeling that. I was like, okay, now how, like, it was almost like you're selling the story and your breakup just because to get more ratings. Yeah. Right. But now after that last episode, it's like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, good mm-hmm. ratings can't hurt, though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if,
yeah.
if you're going to go through something hard, man, listen, if somebody can tell me I can get X amount of dollars going through some hardship, I go through that.
Yeah, but it's how it's not their fault, it's the PR people.
Because, for instance,
if you look at the whole Kim K thing, we all knew that Kim K got robbed in Paris. And we all knew that the next episode or the next season of Keeping the Kardashians would talk about that robbery. So we were expecting it, but we want to see the behind the scenes mm-hmm. details.
Right.
If we all knew that John and Nikki broke up back in February and we knew the show was coming on, we know that they're going to talk about it,
right.
and we're still going to watch because we want to see the
right.
behind the scenes.
Right, we want to see what
happened. So either way, that way it seems more natural than, oh, they're no longer together. And by the way, Total Bellas starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So people were like, people are naturally skeptical about stuff like that, though.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah. I believed it. If you go back and watch the tape.
Oh, yeah, run the tape back. I was invested. I was like, listen, man, you know how I feel about John. You know how I feel about the greatest of all time. You know. He can't do no. He
has a shirt. He dyed his hair.
Yeah. See, look, you hear that? That sound was a goat sound. John can punch me right in my face. I'd be like, listen, bro, I must have did something wrong. I must have wronged you somehow. I'm sorry, John.
I want to see when you meet him.
Lord,
will you stand
still? I don't
think
he'll be able to talk.
He won't be able to see him.
You was talking about button popping, girl. Listen.
What would you wear?
I don't know, Miss Rosa. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Would you wear something
just
better than
this? But no shirt under it.
I don't know yet. If I don't go into cardiac rest, I'd be like, listen, John.
He's massive. John. I saw him passing. I was in backstage for SmackDown in February somewhere. And I saw he was walking by. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is happening.
My favorite.
And then he smiled. I'm like,
my favorite thing about John is he always looks like he has like that smart ass smirk on his face.
No,
that's my favorite thing about him.
It wasn't
like,
even
no
a smart ass smirk. It was more like, I see you, you see me. I know you don't want to say anything because you know who I am, but I'm going to acknowledge that we're in this moment right now. And he just, he did all that while walking by and he smiled. Because you know some people just like, they just walk by.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. Him and Stephanie McMahon. I was just like, okay, this is, all right. There's really nothing. I don't want to get kicked out. I'm just really...
You know me.
I don't know. Would you scream like a girl?
I don't know.
I
have no objectivity with John.
He'd be sweating. I feel like he'd be sweating profusely.
Would you say, John Cena?
No,
do that?
He wouldn't talk. You
wouldn't
talk?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be any words. I'd be like...
Your bowels would be all intact, though, right?
John, let me tell you something. I don't know how to describe WrestleMania 20...
Oh my God.
It'd be something like that, you know. But I was mad, though, about the whole, like, you know, when it comes to Nikki, because I got no objectivity with Nikki, because she's one of the nicest people I ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was hearing, like, don't be giving her the runaround, though, you know, that's when I, like, drew the line. Like, you can't, because she's sweet as pumpkin pie.
Right.
Sweet as pumpkin pie.
So what are you going to see him, but, like, and say they haven't announced the wedding date, you're going to, like, look, you need to marry this girl?
Neither, you know, Esther, get off the pot. That's what I'd say to him.
Oh, okay.
I'd say it as I was.
Please cut this.
Swooning.
I feel that men, like, they need sometimes for us to get away, mm-hmm. for them to realize what they have.
All men are like,
yeah.
Like, oh, it's, you were awesome?
It sucks, but it's true, and I hate that.
We are the worst. Don't ever let any guy tell you we're not. We are terrible. A guy can have a girl created by the Lord himself to her exact specifications, and he'd still cheat on her.
Or do something
terrible. Just terrible. Guys are terrible. Well,
not all men cheat.
But the majority.
I cheat at video games.
The majority. Because I'm a guy. At the end of the day, I'm still a dude. You know?
Well, at the end of the day, the majority. Well, we got John out.
I see what
Another. Wait, I'm putting out TMZ too much. But we got John out for TMZ. He said that he's ready to have kids. He's all about it.
You represent the GOAT right now, right?
Yeah.
And when you say John, I just want to make sure we're talking
about
the GOAT.
Well, I mean, there's no other John we were talking
about.
Okay,
I'm just curious.
I mean, there's a lot of John.
That's why I just wanted to clarify.
But we're really just talking about one John for the last 5 minutes.
I just wanted to clarify, TK. We need to understand.
Can you imagine how cute their kid would be, though?
Adorable.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Have a baby goat.
I love baby goats.
Who doesn't?
They are amazing.
Moving on.
Is it interview time? Is that time?
So, Rosa.
Yes.
So let me give you some back. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. So for you guys who haven't been watching the show, you're watching the show just because of Rosa. I get it. But we do a lot more interviews. We had Bobby, who, you know, him and Rosa were together.
I love Bobby, by the way.
So we had Bobby in the interview. We talked to Bobby. You know, Bobby got, he had to, you know, we asked him some questions. He answered those questions.
He did.
Then I hit Bobby up and I was like, hey, do you think you can, like, you know, ask Rosa if she wants to be on the show? And he's like, all right, hold on. Within probably that day, he's like, yes. I was like, okay, this is happening. So he gave me her information. I contacted you, and she's like, yes, I saw the show. And I was like, you saw the show?
Yeah.
Because we grilled Bobby a little bit.
Which I loved you for, by the way.
So we grilled him, and I was like, if she saw the show, then she knows what we're about. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very happy. So first off, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course.
Thank you. Was it your dad or his dad?
His dad.
Thank Bobby's dad for babysitting.
His name is Bob, and he's awesome.
Yeah. So great.
So yes. Rosa hit me up yesterday and said she can't do the show. She can't do the show coming in. She can do it via Skype. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And she's like, no, I just found a babysitter, Bobby's dad.
Yeah.
Saved the day. So thanks to Bob.
Shout out.
Shout out to Bobby, Daddy.
Big Bob. Bob Schabinski.
Bob Schabinski. Yeah. Shout out to you for babysitting baby Jordan and having Rosa in studio with us. Which leads us to my very first question.
Right out the gate.
So I saw, because, you know, you guys post on social media, so we all see it. So you guys were at Disneyland together?
Yes, we are.
So does that mean that you guys are...
Okay. Does...
Y'all having a ball,
this is
too.
Not going to make sense, but it makes sense for us.
Okay.
So we are exclusive, but we don't have a title. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That means you can't go out and do whatever you want.
Yeah. We broke up December. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was kind of like he was so immersed in his business. I was so immersed in my business. And we're both immersed in Jordan that we stopped taking care of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And we weren't happy. Mm-hmm. So we decided to separate and work on our businesses and concentrate on Jordan and just take some time apart to figure stuff out. And so I'm like shaking as I'm talking right now. I barely ever shake. But I missed him, you know, and he missed me, and we decided we're just going to figure stuff out. But the separation was really hard on both of us. Like, him and I are very strong-minded people and very strong people, but it hurts, you know? And so we don't ever want to get back to that hurt phase because it was very hard to work on stuff. Like, it was hard for me to work on Totally Fit Mama. Like, it was hard for me. So we are going to take our time. Yep. We are going to take things super slow and just figure stuff out and see if we can get back to what we had.
Yeah.
But we don't want to go all in right away because we don't want to break up again. So,
yeah, you guys are in the public eye, but but your relationship is your business, and how you guys handle it is how you guys handle it.
Yeah,
and everyone's always going to have their opinions about relationship. Mostly people that aren't in one and they don't know how to like define how a relationship is. Can you talk just about what that dynamic of what you guys are doing and why it's the right time for that to happen? Because everyone wants to go, why don't you guys together if it's because I have a kid together and everything's perfect, everything's awesome.
Well, the thing is that he's so inspiring. Like, I've never met anyone that is like as motivated or even more motivated than I am. I'm a big dreamer and I make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. I'm a visionary, and he's beyond that. And so that's one of the things I fell in love with him for. Mm-hmm. And I was. Like, I can't imagine ever meeting someone and feeling that again. So he's hard to beat.
Yeah, you don't. You know what I mean? You don't meet somebody every day that starts a business with $100.
Yeah, and also like now, like I'm back in wrestling, and he's starting his own wrestling promotion. Like I'm so, and the fact that to start your own wrestling promotion and already have only 40 tickets left, it's like the hard part is to draw people.
You better believe it.
And he's got all the people, and but he busts his butt. Like he works so hard. And that work ethic that we have in WWE, he's got it. And that's what I also love about him, too, you know?
Definitely.
I guess a more serious question. What's your favorite Disney movie?
My favorite Disney movie right now is Frozen.
Oh, really?
I watch it literally, like, over and over again. I probably watched it 100 times already. I'm still
Frozen,
not
for real, huh?
I'm still not sick of it. Jordan and I are obsessed with it.
Ready to call it the greatest ever? Are you ready to go there?
I have to watch more. Like I'm just learning about all these new Disney things. I called Daisy Duck at Disney. I called her Daffy.
Did the security come take you out? Did they escort you out of the building?
She started like they can't talk, but she was going like this.
Was she quacking at you? Did she quack?
She kissed Bobby with her beak in front of me. She's going like this. She's touching Bobby's shoulder, and Bobby's like just standing there. She's like, "Oh yeah, you like that, huh?" Like this, and I'm like, "Really?
Oh, that's amazing."
Is Daisy really trying to get me mad?
I'm sorry, Daffy was getting real mad with you.
I actually kind of got hot. I'm like, I'm Latin. I'm like, listen, Daffy. Yeah. You think that's duck? Beak off. Hands off. Or paws off. What do they have?
Flippers.
Their hands are wings and their feet are flippers. So I forever don't like Daisy anymore.
That's hilarious. Like, shout out, moving on, Bobby.
Shout out to that Daisy. Disney. We are not an enemy.
Yes, and we're not standing in line for Daisy. I don't care if Jordan likes her or not. Sorry, Daisy. You're out.
That's so good. Oh,
did you really just?
I love that, though.
All right, so.
See that question? See what it did? It was layers.
I'm so happy you asked that question because it sounds like you didn't film any of that. Recreate that.
It's hard hitting, TK.
All right, so you haven't wrestled in like 4 years.
Yes.
Now you're getting back into it. Yeah. What did you take from your experience at WWE into you know your wrestling player now after being a mom? Yeah.
Well, I feel like being a mom. You mean?
Well, yeah. After because you stopped.
Yes, after being a mom. Yeah. So. A lot in wrestling, I feel like for me, even when I was training, I was the first one in the ring and the last one to leave. And I still have that work ethic. I am so passionate about wrestling. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fans don't like know that because I was always a manager. And so like I bring that passion in the ring and I am like, I feel like I know, like because I've been in the business for 11 years, I know what it takes to be a top girl.
Absolutely.
And I am not going to stop until I'm a top girl, like till I wrestle like a top girl. Mm-hmm. And like I know what to do and how to get there. And that's how my motivation is right now. Like that's where my mind is at right now.
Right? So I generally don't, to me, you know, you are like a celebrity figure. So I generally didn't pay attention to like what I would categorize as celebrity news back in the day because I wasn't on podcasts. You know, I'd rather watch the wrestling and just stick to that. But I actually remembered when you announced your retirement because it made me sad actually for like a few days. I remember thinking about it for days because the idea that you couldn't be a great mom and also be a great wrestler was what it made me think about. So how do you feel now that you've had your time with your child and now that you're coming back to wrestling, do you think it is possible to be a great mom and a great wrestler? Or do you think you really do have to take a break? Like, what are your thoughts on it? What did you learn?
I know that you can be a great mom and a great wrestler. I just didn't know that at the time when I first had her. I was like, okay, I was at the PC, I was training, I had a character, I was like ready to go. And then like I kept leaving her and I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you have to give your 100% in WWE and I didn't know if I could. So I made that mature decision to retire and it was the hardest. Like I will get teary eyed even thinking about the day that I decided that I was going to retire. It was the hardest decision of my life. But I knew it was what I had to do at the time. And then me being a mom, and I feel like I hate to put myself over, but I will.
Put yourself over.
Do it.
I am like the best mom. Like I'm such a great mother. It's like I've never even knew I had this in me. Like,
exactly.
And And I know that I can do both. Like, I know that I can be a great mom. I know that, and I feel like I'll be a better mom fulfilling my dream and showing her that you can do both. Like, you can have a job, you can be a mom, you can be inspiring other women. You know, it's all about women empowerment. And I want to set that example for her, because to be honest, my character and who I was, Rosa Mendez, was great and everything was great about it. But at the same time, I was dancing and I wasn't doing what I was doing what I love, but I wasn't fulfilling my actual passion, which was being in the ring. Yep. And I was wiggling my butt and I was looking hot, but I never got to be that athletic, powerful woman in the ring that I always wanted to be. And I feel like I want to show my daughter that I can be that. And I know I can do both. I'm going to do both.
Well, I think that's the timing too. It's like you're coming back at the perfect time. Like, years ago, there wasn't a platform in WWE where, you know, they were doing, you know, swimsuit.
Exactly.
So you had to do what you had to do in that era, though.
Like, the Baywatch match.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
I remember all of that. Listen, get your mind out the gutter, TK. Get
your mind out the gutter. We already know why you remember.
Listen, girl, but I wasn't always married, girl.
Oh boy. So does that mean, because you mentioned before we started that you know, WWE, with some people, WWE officially cuts ties, but they never really cut ties with you. So does that mean that eventually, you know, when you feel like you're on that level where you have that athletic, you can call them and say, "Hey, I'm ready." Has there been talks between you and WWE, like the head honchos?
I feel like this is basically my business plan. I'm going to call it a business plan because that's what it is. I want to conquer the independence. I want to establish myself in the independence and get super over in the independence and have incredible, like, 30, 40 minute matches in the independence and say, "Hey, you know what? I feel like I'm a good wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm a great worker."
Yeah.
And as soon as I can say that about myself, then I'm going to talk to them about, like, and they may come to me before then, but I feel like I really want to establish myself in the independence before I even step my foot in the door in WWE again.
Yeah, like, because when they kind of pigeonhole you in a certain area, and you reinventing yourself is to me as a big step to doing what you want to do and how you want them to view you. Mm-hmm. But let's say, because listen, 10 plus years is 10 plus years in WWE. Not everybody can say they did that.
Yeah.
Let's just, regardless of what everyone says, how they perceive you, whatever the hell they're talking about, that's their business. But what would getting like a Hall of Fame bid, what would that do if that happened for you, WWE-wise?
This is the thing, is that right now, Rosa Mendez would never be inducted in the Hall
of
Fame.
You don't think so?
No. I know so. And
why do you think that, though?
I feel because of who I was and because of my character and because of being a manager. I know some managers have, but I didn't. The best time of my career was with Primo and Epico, and I did a lot in those matches, and I got us the titles. They got the titles.
No,
I get the tag team title. Jeez.
All by yourself.
Sometimes I have to, like, step back. Okay, Helena, relax. Okay. We got the titles, but I just feel like I don't think it would happen, and I feel like I wouldn't. I don't think I would deserve it, and I feel like if I go, once I go back, I'm going to say once I go back, not if.
Speaking of being,
yes, I want to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I want to make history, and I want people to respect my work in the ring.
That's so awesome goals.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Getting totally fit, Mama. Talk to me about that a little bit.
It's a lifestyle brand that I started. I actually started it when I was pregnant, and it's a meal plans for women and men. Now we added men.
But I say, can I get a meal prep? Is it just ladies only? Can I get a meal prep?
Ladies first.
It's 3 months. You get 3 months for $35 of recipes.
That's great.
And it's all delicious food because I need to eat good. And when I was pregnant, I was eating a lot. I was eating good, but I was also eating bad food that tasted really, really great.
Was it like for craving? Was it craving?
I just wanted flavor. And I was like, "Hey, I'm not wearing tights anymore. Let's get this let's get the flavor going here. You know, I want some flavor." And so, so then after I had Jordan and WWE called me back, they're like, "You ready to come back?" Right. I was Yeah. Hey, can you give me an extra month? And so I contacted a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and she's an IIN grad, and she's an amazing cook. And I said, hey, you need to start make recipes that actually taste good and are healthy, because I need to lose this weight, but I also miss the I wanted the flavor of the fatty stuff, you know? And so I didn't believe her. She's like, I know I can create meals for you that taste great. And I was like, I didn't believe her. But I went over for dinner. I had this amazing, it was actually lunch, and she made this amazing meal for me. It was delicious. I'm like, oh, the world needs to know about this. Wow. I'm like, yeah, I'm already starting, thinking about starting this company, and I need you. And so we founded Totally Fit Mama together.
That's so,
so
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So just to clarify. So you and Bobby are living together.
Well, that's so complicated. I live in Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. He lives in Newport. Uh-huh. And right now we are flying back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. But now I would say Newport is my second home now.
Okay, but you're flying back and forth together.
Not together.
Well,
we take a couple weeks off when I have stuff. Like I have to go back to wrestling practice in Baltimore MCW. I will be at the Santino Brothers School this week. Tomorrow, actually, awesome. I'm going next week and the week after. So when I'm in Newport, I will be training at Santino Brothers School.
Yes.
And when I'm back home, I'll be training at MCW. So we have a lot of business stuff to work on. So he needs to be here at times, and I need to be there. So
okay, just
back and forth.
Just letting fans know. Okay. All right. So your pretty much goal is to dominate the indies before going to WWE. Now, in between WWE, the indies, as far as female wrestlers or just wrestlers in general, because we're seeing a lot of intergender as well. Who are like your top five that you want to wrestle? Man.
In WWE too?
Broad stroke.
I don't want to limit it to WWE because there's so many great females, period.
Yeah, there really is.
Okay, so is this new wrestlers or wrestlers I've already wrestled?
Anybody.
Okay, so I'd like to wrestle Natty, Charlotte. Mm. I'd like to wrestle Sumi. I'd like to wrestle Britt Baker.
Oh, wow.
And Tessa Blanchard.
Yes. Excellent. I would like to watch all of those matches.
Yes. I have so many girls, whoever I left out, I just want you to know, can I get a name?
No, please.
Deanna
Peruzzo. Yes. I want to wrestle her. Brandi Rhodes, once she's all healed up and better, I want to wrestle her. I'm going to miss people.
I would like you to wrestle Ivelisse, though. I would like to see you go for her.
Well,
I didn't know if I was going to mention her. I would love
okay,
to see
Eva,
her.
Okay, Eva, don't get mad at me, but I will call you out here. Uh-oh. I heard that you did promos about me in FCW.
I got a hot take.
Saying that I shouldn't be with Primo and Epico because I'm not Puerto Rican. Because she knew I was Canadian. But I'm half Costa Rican, girlfriend. And she won't take my spot.
That's a hot take, man.
And
calling him out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Take my spot. But anyways, you're a great worker. You're awesome in the ring. But I still remember that.
That's what's up.
I would love to wrestle you, but I hope I don't get stiff.
I like that.
She is a sweetheart. For some of you guys who haven't seen that interview, she has a very tough exterior. Watch the interview to find out. But she's definitely a sweetheart, and I guarantee that you guys will get along.
Oh, I know we'll get it. I met her.
She just keep telling what you did.
I want to see this angle. Somebody book this.
Yeah. You can be Canadian, and you can be the nicest person ever, but when you're on the road and there's spots.
Yeah. So you ain't getting my spot.
I mean, those spots. You got to protect your spot.
That's what's up.
And you want to be at the top, right?
Damn.
So, I mean, you can be the nicest person in the world, but.
See, I got that hot take, TK. Black Barbara Walters up in here. Black Barbara Walters. I'm working on
a new nickname. Bobby's going to book her and be like, hey, if you love me.
That would be the I was actually telling him to book her. I think you guys are going to have, that'll I think Bobby so is going to have a match dope. In, they're going to have one in October in Cali.
I can see that promo right now.
Yeah, but
man.
You guys, I'm just starting to fix this. Business and pleasure? No, I can't.
That'd be so good. You know that'd be fire, though.
Because we're just trying to fix things here. So imagine me like, oh yeah, so then starts, oh my God.
Don't worry, off camera, we're going to convince her to do
that. That'll be fire.
October. That's, I mean.
Right?
We're counting on you to fix the relationship in time so that we can have this beef. I want to see you on the microphone be like, I remember.
I remember when you tried to take my spot, but you couldn't take my spot.
Yes. That, I'm just...
I'm half Costa Rican. Don't get it twisted up, man. Don't call me Canadian up in here.
Just calling me out for being Canadian. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, if not in August, then in October.
For real.
Well, I eventually do want to wrestle because I think she's great in the ring. So,
speaking of wrestling matches, let's you have like a few kind of scheduled. So tell us about those ones.
Well, July 14th,
yeah.
It's a big MCW Shamrock show. It's the WrestleMania of MCW. It's a 2-day event, 14th and 15th. I will be wrestling the 14th. Wait.
Yeah, 14th.
13th and 14th, and I'll be wrestling the 14th.
Sick.
And Ivory Robin, I'm facing her. And I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah, so that's my next match. And then June 16th. I have, StarCast Convention.
Yeah, so like in what capacity, I wanted to ask you, because you said you won't be wrestling, but put yourself
I won't
over
be there. Wrestling. I would love to wrestle at StarCast, but I'm not. I will be signing autographs and taking pictures.
Yo, Cody, what's up, bro?
And
come on, get on the ring.
And taking notes. I'm actually like scouting girls who I want to wrestle.
That's
like,
cool.
I went to this IWC show. I'm just getting my feet wet.
Listen, there's too many acronyms. PWG, PCW, ICP, what?
ICW. And I watched the girls' tournament, and I was scouting, and Shotzi's really awesome, too. Wow, she's great in the ring, too.
She's out here a lot. Shout out to Shotzi.
And then also signing June 16th at the Wrestling Guy store in Huntington Beach.
Yes.
Nice.
So right here in Cali.
Okay.
I was about to say the look when you grab the bomb. Like, are we about to have the bombshell question?
Oh no, I'm scared.
No. I think people want to know if you and Bobby were together. And I mean, again, it was kind of confusing because it was announced that you guys were broken up, but then you go through your social media and it's like, wait, they're at Disneyland like a couple times.
But we still don't follow each other.
Sometimes
we unblocked each other.
That's good though. Yeah, that's
so wait, did you block each other in December?
Baby steps.
Okay.
Y'all working things out. Y'all hashing things out. That's all I care about.
Take your time.
Negotiating something.
I mean, he doesn't really post. He posts about his business. There's really nothing. Yeah. Where you just didn't want to see him?
I just didn't want to see what he was up to.
But he posted that sweet thing about you being the best mommy ever.
Oh, right? No. I'm always talking.
That was sweet as pumpkin pie right
there. Are you kidding? I'm always
talking. You're like to the best mommy ever. Right,
I'm unblocked now. Are you kidding? I'm all over that. When he posted that, it was the best ever. So thank
now,
you,
he did mention that Paige's mom is going to be wrestling.
Yeah.
That's
someone I forgot to say who I wanted to wrestle.
Paige.
Friday night.
Just saying. Now, have you got a chance to talk to Paige about her new role in WWE and how she feels about that?
I just saw her today, so I will actually talk to her later on about that. So I'm really excited about that. She looks beautiful and she's talented, and I'm so happy to... I haven't seen her in like 6 months, so I'm really happy she's in town.
Yeah. You should have just brought her on by.
I know, I should have.
Yeah, is she in good spirits though? She's so young.
She was just playing with Jordan right before I left, and it's funny because when you're a wrestling parent, you kind of like flip your child around and you're like, you know what? And she's like, is she going to get scared if I do this? And I'm like, oh no, we do it all the time. She's like, yay, Soraya! Yeah.
So you'll call in for, we'll let you know let us know what Paige says.
Yeah, of course. I should have brought her. I didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No worries. I think we have the Canadian connection here.
Yeah. Apparently.
I mean, I can
bring her back.
Yeah,
let's do it.
She's family, man.
I'm just saying, I got an email from somebody who also is Canadian, a Canadian female wrestler. I'm just saying.
What I say, sir?
Let me just say.
The fix is in, brother.
I got an email. I emailed this person. I emailed this person about coming on the show, and she said she couldn't come on the show. She's really, really busy, which is not a problem. And her PR person's handling the emails. And the PR person's like, look, we definitely want to get on the show. She's super, super busy. But, you know, because, you know, we definitely want to support our fellow Canadians, she will be on the show before the end of this year.
Somebody exciting.
I'll tell you after the
teaser. Teaser.
We're going to tell her, not you.
Yeah, just...
Come on, I'm half Costa Rican, nosy neighbor. I'm always looking at the
way. Oh my gosh, you do that all the time.
Are you kidding me?
What are they doing? It's because of, you know, the Canadian assassin here. I mean, just... You're welcome.
I take it, girlfriend.
Thank
I'll take
goodness.
It.
Canada and wrestling go together.
I was saying that when we were doing Raw. Really it's like Canadians, it's just like a whole bunch of wrestlers and a whole bunch of hockey players.
And like actors though, on the low, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like superstars.
Well, I'm telling you, when it's time. And we get the whistle. It's like these people are just not.
Yeah, I told you,
I'm not doing it right.
I told you, I watched too much X Files. I'm a firm believer. Y'all slowly taking over America.
Yeah, it's
good. Like, filmed in Vancouver, my hometown, by the way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Look at that. I didn't even mean to do that. That's very, very dangerous stuff right there.
I was in disguise as a Puerto Rican for 10 years.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you.
So I'm the assassin.
That's what she's like. You ain't no real Puerto Rican. you ain't supposed to be with Primo ever. Yo, Ibelis, y'all need him get this started, man.
They don't say come to beautiful Costa Rica. Yeah. That's not what they say.
Listen,
La vida.
Black Barbara Walters up in here, man. I'm breaking.
Wait. So who's the Black Barbara Walters?
Me, girl.
I mean, I was like, we all. I mean.
I wouldn't call myself the Black Barbara.
She's black, she's black too.
So yeah,
she's
black. Shout out to Sarah. So who are you calling the Black Barbara?
Sarah the Rebel is blacker than people think she
is,
man.
So I'm just
why is my business being put on black? I am not in the interview chair.
I'm running ancestry.com. I'm running it, man. I'm running it.
So I was like, who are you referring to? There's like three of us on the panel. What are you referring to yourself? Of course. With the button.
We could all, as a collective, be known as the Black Barbara Walters.
Yeah, just put an S on it.
Oh, there's only one.
Besmirch the good name.
The Barbara Walters.
It really is. That's why I said Black Barbara. Ain't nobody like Barbara. I'm sorry, man.
But you're the Black Barbara Walters.
Yeah, when you put black in front of anything, you can be that. You know what I mean?
Goku?
Black Goku.
All right, so let's we're gonna hit up with the star of the week.
Oh yeah.
Star of the week.
So today's WPWW Star of the Week is Deonna Purrazzo, funny enough that you mentioned her. She's also known as the Virtuosa, and we're talking about her because she's just been signed to the WWE, so congrats, Deonna. Mm-hmm. Why should you care? Because she's freaking awesome. Also, you've actually seen her on WWE television before, whether or not you noticed. She's been on NXT. She was also secretly La Luchadora during the reintroduction of Mickie James everyone was trying to figure out who was La Luchadora.
Oh, wow.
It was actually Deonna. But she's wrestled folks like Asuka, Nia Jax and Bayley while on NXT, so now they're making it kind of official, which makes me think she's going to be on the Mae Young Classic. The New Jersey native is also credited for kickstarting the Women of Honor like revolution or rebirth for when she had a debut match against Mandy Leon in Baltimore in 2015. So she's known for that. She's an awesome worker. You should go check her out. And I wanted to start recommending a match that you all should watch for our Women Pro Wrestler of the Week. So the match I'd like to recommend to you is Maya Yim versus Deonna Purrazzo. You can find it on YouTube at WWR Pro. So go check it out. Also, it's her birthday on Sunday, so happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday.
That was wonderful.
Thanks. It was, man. She put it over.
I know.
Yes. Put it over, brother.
I would love to put women over every day.
Brothers, sister.
Listen, man.
We're still brothers.
Yeah, we actually still call each other brothers.
We still get called.
You got it.
We do. It's happened.
So that leads us to the poll. Do you want to see more intergender? So for you guys who watched SmackDown, you had we already know, but if you're new to the show, you know I'm a huge fan of Naomi. And her husband, they wrestled Lana with
Aiden English.
You could never remember that man's name.
I know.
Spotlight, please.
And then it's also so funny because I think Becky Lynch pulled off Lana's hair and then she put it on her head. It was
Becky
Lynch on Instagram.
Yo, you gotta see
it
that.
And also the first time Naomi did it too a couple months ago, so I really like that. But anywho, my question is, do you want to see more matches like that in WWE? I know they had the mixed match challenge. I don't know what the feeling was. I know a lot of people,
they had a lot of people engage in it though, because I did the after show. They had a lot of people engage, the social media people.
But it feels like it's just more people that are like, not super, super fans, essentially. There's just a lot of wrestling to cover and interjecting it or adding it into like the main.
I would also argue that it does bring another audience because I don't know if you guys noticed the amount of fan art and fan fiction that was created as a result. Most of the people doing that were people more from the fandom side of things. So these are people who were coming to watch it because, oh, look how adorable a tiny little woman, Alexa Bliss, with
Braun
a giant. So they were bringing a new audience in with that tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they do, WWE's always calculating. They could be trying to test the waters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be something more consistent. Like, wait a minute, okay, this many people watch this. Oh, maybe we do like a division. I never know what they're doing, but they're always thinking ahead. That's why that's why they always were going to outlast WCW way back in the day.
Yeah.
They run in marathons. Everybody runs sprints. So they ain't going nowhere, man. Mm-hmm.
So let us know. That's going to be up on Twitter. It's going to be on up on Instagram. All of that good stuff. Is there anything else you want to add?
Mm-hmm.
Got the website. So what's the website?
Oh, Steel Cage match with Elite Valise. Steel Cage. We go.
Street fight?
Oh, damn. Yeah,
I want to do street fight.
Damn.
Really bad. Like, this is one of my goals.
We're learning so much. Yeah. Oh, book my it. God. Book
can
it.
We get
oh,
that?
I can get someone to book it.
I don't even want any money on this, man.
MCW will book that.
Put your boy
I actually talked to them, and I was like, hey, when you guys think I'm ready, can I please do a street fight? So and proud. They said yes. Come and on, so man. I'm so... That's why I love them. www.tfmama.com. Mm-hmm. We also just launched a recipe book for $9.99, of course.
You can't beat that. Come on.
I steal all my marketing from WWE, smart. Okay?
You can't beat $9.99.
I mean,
that's so smart.
Best business model, you know?
And they can find that on the website as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And then also, Bobby mm-hmm. has his first show, Blackcraft Wrestling.
Sick.
August 24th mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh, Burning Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of signings. You guys can look that up. Mm-hmm. And then July 14th, MCW show, my first singles in 4 years.
Yeah.
So excited. And yeah, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. And the signing, June 16th.
June 16th.
If you're in Cali, Huntington yes. Beach, Wrestling Guy Store.
Yes, Wrestling Guy Store. That's right.
I just thought of another question, but I totally forgot. Oh, yeah. Have you spoken to Nikki... since Tolo Bellas or any of that stuff?
I always text here and there, like, mm-hmm. how are you guys doing? They're mm-hmm. doing, like, just checking on everybody. Everybody checks on me. Mm-hmm. Everyone, like, anytime I post a picture of Jordan, I get all the girls hitting me up. Mm-hmm. Like, I still keep in contact with everyone. We're family, that's you know? Good. And we'll always be a family, mm-hmm. whether you're retired or not, and if you've had amazing relationships will always be like sisters.
That's
you know?
Good because you all are doing yeah, different things in your yeah, life. Yeah. Doing, but it's good to keep in touch.
Yeah,
that's,
totally.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, put yourself over the one who won sister. The sperm race.
The one who won the sperm race. That's actually what I'm going to change all of my handles to. I don't know how I'm going to make it fit. I'm Sarah the Rebel. You can find me everywhere. Sarah as an H is God in the Bible intended because that's the only way to spell it.
It's your boy Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Y'all just holler at your boy, man. We can chat it up.
America's sweetheart, no? Yeah,
so I like you put me over, brother. I don't need listen. I told you, but I tell you about me and Julie.
Actually,
I'm scared.
We call them three buttons.
Listen,
I know. Yes.
Is it four or three?
Listen, I fear Julia. Wait, I fear one, Julia Roberts. I feel her. I fear her PR people. I think I'm gonna get sued. So I let TK call me America's sweetheart because I don't want Julia Roberts coming after your boy.
You
I stole her nickname. I stole her nickname.
If you haven't seen the clip, head to our Twitter, WPWW Weekly. Eekly? After I think I said too many W's at that point. WPWW Weekly. Add an extra W. The clip of him fearing Julia Roberts.
Fear
worth your time.
That woman.
Please go watch it.
It's just, what is wrong with you?
You know how powerful Julia Roberts is?
Powerful.
Like that. I can disappear. Like that.
So why don't you call yourself...
No, I like America.
Right, I know. See, right, I know. Because I like
it. Add chocolate in front of
it. Yes. I like it.
Oh, yes. There you go.
I like the nickname. I was like, and I told my mother, she's like, you know that's a Julia Roberts nickname? I said, it is, isn't it? That's where I got it. She was like, you better watch out, boy.
America's chocolate sweetheart.
Oh, that ain't bad.
That's good.
That ain't bad.
I'll add it.
Keep
me
on Julia Roberts on radar.
I'll add it for you.
She's searching a CEO. Yeah. Who else calling themselves a
sweetheart? Shout out to Pretty Woman, yeah.
Chocolate sweetheart. There we go.
It sounds like a chocolate.
Right. Yeah. Listen, we own. Y'all just saved me a lifetime of ducking.
Wow.
Ducking Ms. Roberts.
You know, she doesn't even...
You never know what you don't know. This could be going viral. Rose is going to put us over, brother. This is going to go viral.
Absolutely.
Tika, you didn't have faith in this platform, girl. Julia Roberts, she watches this show every Wednesday. You know what I mean, Rebs? What else?
I pretended to be supportive.
You want TMZ show on your face with that smile? You know what I mean? You never know.
If you want to come back every week, this is what I deal with.
Come next
I'm
week, Rosa.
Bring
yeah.
Listen, I told you, my wife said you're welcome anytime. She thinks you're very attractive.
You need to clarify all that with Bobby now. Like, don't be trying to.
Bobby, how much your boy man respond to my tweets, Bobby?
thank you, Tony, for the bell.
Imagine what those tweets say. Rosa, please tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Real Melena Roca and on Twitter at La Rosa Mendez.
Oh, also, if you could tell 60 seconds how Your parents got together. That was a really cool
story. That was sweet. Oh, yeah. That was so sweet.
I'm sorry, Tony. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
So my dad was vacationing backpacking. And he was walking on along the boardwalk of the beach, and my mom was playing volleyball. Cute. And she, he said, "Come here," and she was like, "Ugh." And then finally, she thought like something. Well, he was lost, so she went up to him, and she had beads of sweat on her mustache, and he fell in love with that. So and then he asked her on 3 dates. She said no, and then he finally she. He twisted her arm. Well, he didn't really twist her arm.
I know what you mean, though.
And, yeah, they went on their first date and fell in love. And then they got married in Canada. And then...
Here you are.
I love so that story. Cute. As a woman with a mustache who feels her mustache is very sexy, I love stories about men respecting the mustache.
Sexy mustache.
Maybe so that cute. Could be my new...
My mom's going to kill me.
So is your cute. Mom watching, too?
Yeah, she does.
So many people oh, watch this.
Sorry, Mom. Disculpa.
Oh. Respect the mustache. All right.
You got it.
We'll do that for a shirt. We're trying to come up with some shirts, too. So, yeah. Yeah, if you want to... It's just a lot going
Bobby
on.
Bobby can help you with those shirts, by the way.
Yes.
Black Craft Cult. Yo, Bobby. Yo, where my shirt at? Bobby, what's up, man?
Don't tell him I got your shirt.
Listen, Bobby, yo,
I can help you with that, but don't tell him.
Yo, Bobby, come on, man. I'm from PA too, man. Come on, what's up, bro?
All right.
He's hating on your boy because I'm a
Maybe
I'm
that
Eagles.
Shirt was for you, sorry.
No, he's hating on your boy because he's a Steelers
he was
fan.
He's going to send us all, actually alcohol too, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, I need some of that.
We'll discuss. He's really good at responding to Texas, so it's just like, you know, we'll discuss it. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course,
we really,
guys.
Really appreciate it. Again, you are invited anytime you want to come in. Even if you can't, I know you're on Newport, so if you want to Skype in, you are more than welcome.
Yeah, I would love to.
Because sometimes it's just a lot to handle.
You guys are super fun. You guys keep it real.
I'm putting that on my resume. Rosa Mendez said I was fun.
So for everybody who's watching, thank you guys for tuning in. If you are new to our show, you can follow us on WPW Weekly for Instagram and Twitter. Also, we're on AfterBuzz YouTube, so go on AfterBuzz /wrestling to find out all our shows. We are in episode 14, so we have 13 other shows for you guys to watch. I'm sure you guys... there's some great interviews there. Mm-hmm. Also, we know for iTunes, 5 stars... Just give us 5 stars. If you're not going to do anything, if you're going to do something less than that, don't bother.
Don't touch the star, man. I don't even want your finger on it. Don't put your finger on it. Shout out to Johan Pena. Johan!
And Joseph. And all our folks on our live chat. We definitely appreciate you guys for hopping on. Other than that, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I am seeing a lot of you guys' tweets. I really, really appreciate it. Some of the DMs, not so much.
don't be sliding in them DMs.
All up in them DMs.
I know, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention, sorry, one last thing. In person, if you are around the LA area on the 14th, Peter and Ray Rosas are having a birthday party. And, you know, I'll be there with Tyler Bateman. I'll be in the corner.
The GD
ring.
Man.
Yes, he is.
Oh, shout out to Dan too. What up, boy? Who's Dan? Listen, they know who they are. They know who they is.
We know there are a lot of shows, a lot of podcasts for you guys to be checking out. We really appreciate you for joining ours. Other than that, we will catch you next week on the next few weeks. You guys are gonna love it.
Love
the
it.
Rest of the year.
Fire.
Hugs and kisses, y'all.
We're gonna see you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.